Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Jersey, The Secrets Behind the World's Most Successful Sports Team by Peter Bills. Read by Mike Sangalo. For Hannah, Katie and James, with apologies for the long absences down the years. Prologue. In the calm before the storm, for the briefest and most precious of moments, he retreated from his very public world. The clamour, adulation, and physical confrontation all awaited him, like the bullfighter and his prey. But within these four walls, it was different. The captain of the New Zealand All Blacks is public property in his homeland. His life is theirs, not his own. His interests are dissected with microscopic scrutiny. But here, hidden away from the inquiring eyes of his audience and the media's prying lenses, he enacted his private ritual one last time. Walking to his corner of the dressing room, he reached his peg and unzipped his kit bag. There on top lay the Valhalla for every New Zealand male, the coveted All Blacks jersey. It was and remains a prize so special that it stands alongside the most hallowed, legendary sporting objects the world has known, like the Masters green jacket at Augusta National. Except that this was black. Always had been, always will be. If symbolism becomes reality in the sporting arena, then this simple rugby jersey, idolised by New Zealanders around the world, takes on a different aura. Universally revered, the All Blacks are arguably the most dominant team in sporting history. At once, the famed jersey inspires a deep respect. Fear, too, in some cases. It had been his life's ambition. In his youthful naivety, he had believed that to wear this fabled garment just once would calm the cravings of ambition that had fueled his whole childhood. Now, in private reflection, he smiled at his own flawed judgment. He'd found the experience so addictive that far from retreating, the cravings for it had only increased over time. Thus he stood deep in the bowels of England's Twickenham Stadium, facing the wall, a man in his own space, his own time. The battle ahead was the 2015 Rugby World Cup final against his nation's trans-Tasman foes, Australia, which the All Blacks would win 34-17 and which would make them the first ever team to retain the Webb Ellis Cup. It would be physically and mentally enervating, but that came with the territory. The two nations were like some lovers, unable to live together, unable to be apart for long.